giving honor to God, to Pastor Rogers and my new Bethlehem Church family. My name is Felicia Kelly. Today I'd like to share with you a few words from Fruitful Talk from the Pew on the fruit of joy. The Greek word for joy in Galatians 5:22 is chara, meaning delight, gladness, or a source of joy. The feeling of gladness is based on the love, grace, blessings, promises, and nearness of God that belong to those who believe in Christ. When Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit, joy is second, preceded only by love. If we are filled with godly love, won't that produce joy? Of course it will. Being second in the list surprises many people who mistakenly think joy is spiritually unimportant. Some religious people even shun joy, at least subconsciously, thinking that Christian people should instead be solemn. Joy is a major topic in the Bible. In the King James Version, joy appears 158 times and rejoice 198 times. A common mistake is to think that getting something will make you happy. We tell ourselves, if only. But joy and happiness comes much more from giving and serving than from getting. The Apostle Paul reminds his listeners that Jesus Christ had taught this very thing. It is more blessed to give than to receive, Acts 20 and 35. To grow in joy, we must resist not only self-pity, but also being self-centered. For joy to flourish, we must focus on loving God and loving others. Joy is largely composed of gratitude. Gratitude for the wonderful things God has done for us, His exceedingly great and precious promises for our future. Gratitude produces joy, and our gratitude should be for other people's blessings as well as for our own, Romans 12 and 15. Joy in the book of Galatians is deeper than happiness. It is rooted in God and comes from Him. Since it comes from God, it is more peaceful and stable than worldly happiness, which is merely emotional and lasts only for a time. Joy isn't emotional in the sense that we commonly think of joy. Rather, it is a state of being undisturbed by the negative things in life. Have you ever bitten into a piece of fruit that was perfectly ripe and tasty? It's a satisfying experience and wonderful for your taste buds. In contrast, have you ever bitten into a piece of fruit that had all the appearance of being delicious, yet it was sour, rotten, or dry? Not so good, right? Does your fruit of the Spirit look appetizing? Notice it is fruit of the Spirit, not fruits. Our fruit of the Spirit is one piece with many characteristics. All believers have the fruit of the Spirit available to them. You don't have to ask God for love, joy, or peace. You already have it in you. However, you may need to ask for a greater yield of your fruit on a day-to-day basis. The size of the fruit is different among believers. Some people spend time cultivating their fruit so that it's flourishing, while others tend to neglect their fruit and it becomes unproductive. Have you ever been around someone filled with joy? They are lit from the inside out, and their presence is infectious. Joy happens when you become flooded with a positive experience and emotions. I can't think of anything more positive than knowing that just because of grace, we are saved. When we sit in the knowledge and view our surroundings through blessings and thanksgiving, then joy follows. God's joy continues to flow through His people, even through their suffering, because of their hope. They know that all suffering is limited to this short life, and the time will soon come when there should be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. They rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, Romans 5 and 2. We also have good reason to rejoice because of our trials, when we understand how God is using those trials to help build godly character. And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8 and 28. In James 1 and 2, James wrote, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that the trying of your faith worketh patience." And because Christ suffered for each of us, we should have a special joy when we are persecuted for our faith. Jesus said, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven," Matthew 5 and 12. Supreme joy comes from God, and that's His character. We see proof everywhere in God's creations. Birds singing, animals leaping, flowers blooming, brooks babbling, and the sun shining. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. Since God is exceedingly joyful, His servants should also be joyful. Lastly, I'd like to leave you with this. Joy is not an option. In the Bible, it commands us to rejoice. The most emphatic exhortation is in Philippians 4:4, where Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice."